All right, I'd like to call to order the Park and Rec Commission regular meeting at 6:34. We do the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Have a roll call, Gloria?
Okay.
Please.
Commissioner Chase is absent. Commissioner Carter?
Present.
How you doing?
Commissioner Barlow?
Present.
Commissioner Mathewson is absent. Commissioner Volker?
Present.
Commissioner Clickis?
Present.
Commissioner Schober?
Present.
Commissioner Stone?
Present.
Commissioner Gilman?
Present.
All right, alterations to the agenda? Kate had sent Pete and myself some potential classes. Pete, have you had any chance to look at?
Yeah, I did glance over those.
Is it prudent to let Pete review this and maybe come back to us next month, or do you want to put it on the agenda to discuss?
I mean, they're all viable as long as you can do it in the insurance.
All right, we'll put, okay. So, under new business, I'd like to make a motion to add a new subject matter of potential, what's the right word? Potential classes from Owlwise Botanicals. Or Owlwise and then Botanicals, Botanicals. I'm sorry, I don't pronounce words very well. I'd like to make a motion to discuss potential classes from Owlwise Botanicals.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have. Thank you. Remarks from the public regarding items on the agenda. Remarks from the public. Okay, to consider an act on a motion to approve the meeting minutes of August 20th, 2025.
Make a motion, we accept the minutes.
Second it.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is passed. Recreation Director's Report for September 2025.
The work on Field 4 started yesterday, actually. And after even more discussion with the Public Works crew and whatnot, we decided to give it a shot, just taking it offline this fall and not digging the entire field up and starting from scratch, see if that works first. That way we only lose one season of play, so they'll top dress the areas that are sinking or low and seed it. And they spoke with a gentleman who's given us some seed that's going to grow even faster than what our normal seed generation time period is. So we hopefully will be up and ready to go probably the second week of April because that field is used in the spring by soccer as well. So they started that work today.
The intent to try to finish the work up and get the seed down this year or seed
yes.
it?
Yes, get it down this, well, if they can, maybe by the end of the week, first of next week.
Oh, you think it'll be that quick? Okay.
Yeah, there's really, it's almost like three diagonal lines that are have sunk. So they can't get a camera into the drain because it's kind of collapsed. So they're hoping that's the only issue, and they don't have to dig the entire field up. So going to fill in those low spots with some loam and seed and see if that solves the problem.
Okay.
I have sent the first draft of the CIF grant over to the tribe's representatives, and they have responded with some comments as to different wording to go along. There are 48 questions to answer for this grant. That's a lot. So that's we're still working on that. Well, I'm still working on that, I guess. A lot of the information I'm still gathering on. Mostly it's updated pricing for the projects that are in our CIP. Some of the things I initially had are coming out, like the parking lot at the pickleball and tennis courts and the large pavilion. We did receive some funding for that. And as well as Field 7, if there happens to be enough funding to go around for those projects. So I'll be taking those out of the CIF grant and adding in the 10-station exercise program, exercise course along the trails, upgrade those. I think an additional camera that we're going to probably need at Camp Oakdale. Speaking with the guys this morning, there were a couple of boys on their electric bicycles riding around the softball field, and then they went into the bathroom for 8 minutes, and when they left, the guys went in and found that they had broken the handicap bar that helps people stand up. So when I went to the video camera, you try and zoom in, and it's become so grainy, you have no idea whether it's a man, a woman, kid, adult. It's just the cameras are not high quality enough to get in there, so we'll probably need some additional cameras and maybe even some upgrade of the current one that we do have. So that was a little disappointing. As you can see, the new building is going up. If you've been up to Camp Oakdale, the foundation's in. They're going to be backfilling. Hopefully that project will be done by the middle of November, if all goes well, and they'll be in there. So that's it's going along quite well. The booklet is out. We've got most of our programs have already started up either last week or this week. So things are going well. We're preparing now for, well, at least I am, our October events, the pumpkin decorating, trick-or-trunk, and the holiday parade. So we've got the permit to close the street down. That's been sent out by Cindy. So we should be getting that back fairly soon. Other than that, things are going pretty smoothly.
Any questions on the director's report?
On the drainage to the field, did they expose any? I missed something. Did they expose any of the piping that had collapsed to see what it had? No.
There's one pipe that goes near the parallel with the sideline on the wood side, near the trails on the Mostery side. So they were able to get a camera through there, but the diagonal ones for the other, they couldn't get into at all. So we're thinking they're either clogged or they've collapsed, one or the other.
We're not going to verify that?
Not just yet. Yeah, they're going to try this first. And the really only wet spots are the corner nearest the park's garage. That gets pretty wet because the drain from the football field as well as that field goes down into that wooded area between the fields. and the Parks Garage. So we're hoping that this solves the problem.
Any other questions? Okay, report from finance.
Man, I should have printed that much bigger. There was on schedule. We're on schedule for pretty much everything at this point. I don't see any large expenditures coming up anytime soon. And of course, the special revenue account will grow slowly back to where it was about a year and a half ago.
Do you believe all the expenditures that we've authorized are out of that?
Yes.
So we should be clean right now.
Right. What is in there now are the programs that we've taken in registrations for already, you know, dance, yoga, gymnastics, karate, and so forth. So,
but the expenditures
Large expenditures are done, yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Thank goodness.
Well, I mean, Any questions about the finance report? Okay, October newsletter.
You see on the front page, we put the scan for the town app, hoping to get a few more people to join in. We have been posting things on the app ourselves for our programs. We had the concerts and whatnot. Just thought, I said, we haven't put the farmer's market on there. Probably should do that on a Monday or Tuesday morning so that people know that we still have three more to go, finishing October 7th. The holiday light contest, all those are ready to go. We do have sign-ups already for Trick or Trunk. I have, I believe, two or three trunks already signed up. And we have, of course, the big farmer's market in November, the 15th, which I just got approval for today, by the way. Came back, so yep. Yep, they'll be charging you all kinds of overtime. Thank you very much. and we'll be sending out individual flyers to the schools through their electronic backpacks for a lot of those programs. Even though it's been in the booklet, they forget. A little reminder, since it doesn't cost us anything, to send it through the schools, like the basketball, the trick-or-trunk, those types of things. We'll even do the farmer's market in November as well. It's nice if we can send two at a time so they can go front to back. So we'll team up with that, the holiday parade and whatnot. So, that'll be going out 1st of October.
Question. Is it normal, because all our programs the sign-ups are done and we don't say anything about any of our programs during in the October newsletter? Is that normal every October? Like, there's nothing about dance or karate? Because there's nothing.
They're right in the middle. So
right.
The November one will be from the next. Which reminds me... and I forgot to put that in the director's report. The early voting will take place in the town hall gym here. So we will lose 3 weeks of use for yoga, gymnastics, and the Bradley School rental.
And the programs are aware of that?
They are.
And they shifted their schedules? Is that basically?
We are shifting the schedule. So the yoga I can actually put up to Fair Oaks, so they won't lose any time. They'll just move to their different location. But obviously, you can't move all the gymnastics equipment. And the Bradley School is not going to transport themselves up to Fair Oaks either. So they'll lose that out. But it's still nice enough in October that they probably could be outside.
Gotcha. And I'm not smart enough to know this. If you look at the Mottville Farmers Market, when you squish this up, does it still scan?
Are you asking?
Anybody?
I don't know the answer to that.
Your smartphone's not smart enough?
See? This is what?
Yes, it does.
It does. So it's not a... Okay.
Chair. Are you going to put that page in about the trick or trunk?
Yes.
Okay, any other comments on the October newsletter? All right, moving along. Unfinished business. Project and funding status. So I keep putting on here this plan, this large pavilion dog park plan. I think we're still waiting to, you know, look at that. I everything seems like we're doing it backwards. The SIF grant, we're asking for all this stuff that I don't think this commission really, we've talked about it. I think
we haven't gotten a plan.
Approve it, but we haven't really ever seen it all. You know what I mean? We haven't really seen all of this in one place. Like the trail around Camp Oakdale, the paved trail.
Nope,
I remember that? Or have you? You may never have seen it, Bill. We have plans from CLA to put a walking trail, a paved walking trail. It's actually accessible walking trail all around Camp Oakdale. That's one of the things in the SIF grant. So I know I feel we still need like this development plan that we've been asking for the dog park, pickleball, and pavilion area. That should be number one. Well, everything else should be number two. So I'm going to say it again. I'm going to keep saying it. Now, because we don't have it, because it's been over a year we've been trying to get it, we've gotten some money to do some of the work on it. You know what I mean? We're putting the cart before the horse. We need that plan. So, Pete, please.
Whose responsibility is that to get that to us?
I think it's partially Public Works also. Is that? And I understand the town engineer has other work to do. I think they're, you know, there's a lot of projects going on between paving. And I don't know if you've ever looked at one of the bid packages. I know you have. They're extensive.
They're ridiculous.
I think we keep getting kicked down. But unfortunately, we're trying to get some of this other stuff done that we really need that information. So,
well, we have the mayor here tonight. Maybe he can push it forward for us or try to get us some. I don't know. I don't know how to go about it.
I don't either.
Whose door to knock on or who caged the rattle? I don't know. So Kate, do you have any answers?
No. All we do is talk about it.
I've spoken to all the people. I know that Kyle mentioned it, not this past meeting, but the meeting before, that it is on his to-do list. Kyle from CLA.
So, anyway.
How do we get above the to-do list?
I do not know that. I don't know who prioritizes work with a town engineer. I don't know who prioritizes his work. We're still waiting for this plan that we've been asking for. The development plan for Camp Oakdale Pavilion / pickleball court / dog park area. He's putting together a parking lot spec, I think. We're looking for
not a parking lot. That's
revolving around that whole project starts with drainage. So you gotta tackle and solve that problem first.
Okay.
The money that we are allotted is not going to go very far, and it's probably only going to cover.
And we understand that, Mr. Mayor, but we're all looking for the big picture. I mean. And this is one little piece of a big picture. And if we planned on putting a garden where they plan on putting drainage, it doesn't make any sense to do that. So we need to get these plans done.
Well, I think you need to be clear on what your plan is.
We gave that to her. We should not be any... Well,
should we had to have like a special meet, go down to the pavilion, meet at the pavilion to discuss what we want to do?
We handed him a sketch and a list of what we wanted on these drawings. It was handed to the town engineer. He has that. Pete, right?
Yeah.
He has exactly what we want as a starting point. And they were supposed to develop that and then present it back to the council so we could review and comment on it.
Well,
I'm sorry, commission.
Yeah. I spoke to him last Wednesday, and he had not gotten any further with the plan than what he had shown us. Obviously, the pier and the roads taking priority. He hadn't touched base with that yet, so.
But do you agree he has what we agreed
to
in this commission?
He's given us the plan for the parking lot, but again, the issue with the drainage came up, and we weren't really sold on his plan for the parking lot anyway. But he did give us one for the pickleball court, which was just getting repaved anyway, but a potential different opening, entrance and exit. And then the splash pad.
I think we still have a problem here, Pete. We had a very specific sketch that was made and discussed in this meeting with a list of things we wanted to see. Do you remember the sketch
like
with 10, the numbers?
10 items on it or something like
that. That wasn't given to the town engineer?
Yeah.
Okay. So we're very clear what we want, Mr. Mayor. And if not, we can get together. Now, again, because of how things are, we do have some money. And I think they are moving forward with a hunk of the dog park paving?
Yes. Yep.
Trying to get some plans together for that.
It was 175 for one and 200,000.
It was
one.
There was 200. Yeah. Which one was which? I wrote it down.
Dog park paving is 175. Park pavilion improvements are 200,000.
And I had the opposite. I had 200 for the. But that's okay. I think it was 200 for the...
We got it written down somewhere.
I think it's 200.
Yeah, but that was like turning the pavilion into a parking lot.
What's that?
That plans we had was like turning the pavilion into a parking
lot. No, when we poo-poo...
Right, when we already said that we don't want that.
Right.
It was basically...
Right now he's working on a plan for drainage. You know how that gigantic puddle takes up?
Yeah.
They've got it
staked out. Because, the grade of that property is all over the place.
Yeah.
I mean, even if we got, fix the grades, it'd go a long way as far as, running water.
Yeah, well, that would tend to be struggling.
Yeah.
Okay. Camp Oakdale seal coating, Pete.
The bid opening was today. There were two bids, and the low bid was $5,000 over what we had potentially budgeted. So the decisions are being made as to where to find the extra $5,000.
Is two bids sufficient to move forward with a project?
Yes.
So is that something you think will get awarded and...
Done this fall.
Done this fall?
Yep.
That's still the plan?
That's the plan.
And that's Public Works funding, right?
I'm not sure where the funding came from for that.
The crack seal. Camp Oakdale. Oh, LOSIP money, yeah.
So what that will do is, I think, you know, one of our SIF grant items and SIF plan items has always been repaving it, repaving that parking lot. But this should be able to push that out, I don't know, 5-6 years maybe? Not that long? Couple? I mean, it's pretty... it's not just the cracks. I mean, it really needs to get painted too. It's a very dangerous place to drive around right now. People are driving the wrong way, and okay, carnival committee update. We haven't had a carnival committee meeting, but what was the end? I think what was the end profit that we ended up with?
18,000 and change. Yeah. It was within $200 of the previous year.
Okay.
I have given all the additional 4 years. I've given those dates to the high school so they can plan their graduations around those dates. So I gave those to the superintendent.
And probably, I think we talked about this last month, probably the only thing we... change we want to make is probably change the hours on Saturday.
Yeah,
open
we can
later.
Talk about that.
So we can have
shorten
one
the hours on Saturday.
So we can just have one ride bracelet price.
Yep.
So. All right, facility walk-arounds. Anybody else have any? I know I'm delinquent on doing mine.
I am too.
So we'll just keep this on here till we finish them up if nobody has anything to do today. I should take the next one off, the disc golf proposal. I think that's gone until we see something on this development plan.
Correct.
Program fee discussion, I left it on here just to make sure, you know, Pete, you're satisfied with where we're at right now with the contractor program fees.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think we talked about that last month.
The one we haven't talked about and don't need to do it right now either is the summer camp. I mean, there's been a couple of commissioners have said that they want to increase the fee for that, but.
Well, I think we got to,
look at, you know, what's the object of the program? Is it to break even, to make money, to lose a little bit? You know, what do we want to do with it? So,
yep, and we can talk about that closer to that. And the other thing would be the rental fees.
Right.
I know, I think you have a new form. I haven't seen that form posted anywhere yet.
We haven't done that.
So you probably should. I know Deb has poked around a little bit. I poked around a little bit. It's hard to get, you know, information from other towns. It's not readily available.
I mean, I was looking for contracts too, so that like something with damages. So like if you signed a contract, I was looking like if they wrote something about damages and who's responsible. I didn't even see that in these.
So one of the things discussed at the last Public Works meeting, and I'm not quite you know sure how this whole thing is going to tie together, but and I think we talked about it a little bit last month, was, you know, we rent the place out. The next day, nobody really checks to see if there's any damage done from the day before. And then you might rent it out again that day, and then, so that would be Saturday morning. Sunday morning, nobody really checks if anything was done. Somebody rents it out Sunday. You could go 3 days until you find out where damage could happen. We were discussing maybe raising the rate. We've taken an average of what we would need to pay a public works person to come in on Saturday morning, Sunday morning, average it out, and basically charge $200 on a Friday night, $200 on a Saturday, $200 on a Sunday. if you wanted to rent it. And that way you could, you know, cover the cost of the public works person. However, Public Works is evidently buying some
solar
trash cans. And I don't really know what the purpose or the intent is of those. Okay? Is that so the people that rent the place can just put their garbage in the thermal trash can?
It compacts it. So if someone, the problem we have now is some of the barrels get full from like a Saturday rental. So the Sunday people show up and maybe 3 of the 8 garbage containers are full. So they don't have as many available to them for their event. So these new ones would be compacting whatever trash is put in there.
And that's fine. The issue is, who's looking for the damages to this pavilion? After we fix them and to make them look good, and if somebody damages them, who's responsible for fixing that damage? They are, or we are. And if they're damaging, why are we paying to fix the damages?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
we need someone to take a look. That's the bottom line, or something, because that's, I mean, they fixed up that other pavilion and there's paint on it. Are they use tape? Are they using tack? There should be on an agreement that you can't use tape, you can't use tacks on it.
Yeah, and I don't think those rules are posted. We haven't come up with a list of
Even in a contract, they sign a contract, it should be in the contract. So they signed that contract stating that.
Right. I think that's something that could be improved in that contract. But what was also discussed is if people take their garbage out of there, they could pay less money than if they left it behind, because then you wouldn't need somebody to go in and pick up after them. That's an option also. So I don't know. That's all still in limbo, I think. Because you have these trash compactors there doesn't mean, are you going to leave all 10 barrels there? Or are you going to remove all the barrels and just have one?
I can't imagine they would need 10 solar compactors. They're like $4,000 or $5,000 a piece, so
right.
They're not inexpensive at all.
They got 4 coming. I don't know where the intent is of putting all of them.
Yeah. Well, and the other issue would have is people bringing their household trash there and using those compactors like they do with dumpsters behind Fair Oaks. Or
are they lockable?
I don't know. John was looking into those, so.
So anyway, I still think this
is a rec bathroom with a camera.
One larger compactor in the corner.
Can't tell you who did it.
And they'd be responsible for taking it, putting it in the trash compactor, and then be one lock on that with a key, just like they have a key to the bathroom and the lights, and one for the compactor. So one large one or 4 small ones.
Yeah, I think they already ordered 4 small ones.
Yeah, I think they have 2. I haven't seen John.
But that's going to go at the pavilion locations, right?
Yep.
But then
yep.
You also rent out Fair Oaks.
So yeah, Fair Oaks usually isn't an issue because, A, there's a dumpster out back, and the parties we have there are usually not very large. They're usually 40, 50 people at the most, and it's not much. It's usually, you know, food items, and they roll it up, throw it in the trash, and there are 3 containers there, so. There was one there just this past weekend, and they didn't even fill 1 container, and they had 40 people there. So.
Are they responsible to clean the place, too?
Yeah. Yeah. They leave it as they find it.
Now who checks that?
The custodians. I get a call if it's messy.
There's a custodian there. That's a difference than the pavilion. That's
they come in Monday morning.
No, they do that on Monday morning.
I think the contract has to be done. This is going on too long.
Yeah.
When I was at the pavilion last night, I went to turn the lights on for the band, and there's a gob of wax or something. It's literally that big, because of course I'm a child and I had to touch it. And it felt like wax to me. And I hope it was wax.
That's what you're telling yourself,
but
it was wax.
So I don't know what it was, but something, I agree with Deb.
The building looks nice right now.
What's that?
It looks really nice right now.
It does, and I went around the stage, and there tearing paint off of that. You know, and right now it's not noticeable.
It's going to be.
But it will be. And we paid way too much and worked way too hard to get this done for the community.
Right, so I mean, short term at the very least, we should put something in the agreements that you can't, what you can't do, no tacks, nails, or whatever we can think of. And I do think we owe it to the renters to come up with something we can mount up there that they can hang stuff from.
It's like a cork thing or something.
There's clips you can buy. This we do have to do that. To give you, because people are going to want to hang stuff up. I get it, and we should accommodate them. So, all right. And then I think we're all set with the independent contractor agreement. That seems to be fine. None of all the contractors have signed them, and you're still making like little addendums for each program. And yep, okay.
So, you know, I'm just going to go back to what we just discussed there.
Sure.
We didn't solve anything.
No.
We didn't. We just keep passing this. Mm-hmm. Meeting after meeting, we just keep pushing it. Either we're going to make a list and put it into effect immediately or have someone go up there and police it. We're going to have to make a call here. I mean, because this is like the third month, I think, we've discussed this, and we left it at the same thing. What are we waiting for? The building to fall down and say, oh, Christ, yeah, we did that. We talked about it, but we never got around to doing anything. Something's got to get done.
What would you like to do?
Well,
first, go ahead.
I agree with you. It's program-free discussion, and we talked about holding people accountable for damage, and that was it. I mean, what are we looking at for program fee? Are we looking to increase them? What is that? And I mean, have we? I know I haven't been here in a few months.
We did. The fees were increased for what we talked about and what was.
Fees are increasing. So that's set.
They've been
right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now it's just coming up with something, some type of policing or rules that you can't do when you a contract written that says you can't do X, Y, and Z when you're there. And if you do, then we hold back your deposit. And we then, once you come up with that, I think we have to figure out, B, mm-hmm. who's going to police that? Who's going to go up there on a Saturday morning after a Friday event or a Sunday morning?
And we have discussed that. And the problem is that it's basically a town public works employee that would have to do that. And they would have to get paid for 4 hours of labor. Right?
I think we discussed this about somebody from the transfer station, I believe.
And that can't happen.
That can't happen.
Okay.
Yes, we can do that.
Oh.
No, it isn't new. Because I have asked, through Peter and you, to come up with a reduction on the number of people from the 100 that you have now, where you have to hire a custodian. Is it 100?
Well, it's 100 now.
And it's not in writing anywhere.
No.
So for the commission to decide via resolution to reduce it to or establish a number. Right now, Public Works is under the impression that it's 100 people and you have to hire a custodian.
So if we say there's only 80 people.
We have no say in the matter. It's not our jurisdiction. It's a public works and it's a
we're talking about the
rental. We have a threshold.
Correct.
We need a threat.
Yeah. So here
I think we're talking about two different things right now.
Yeah. So I feel
no, we're not.
There should be a new contract that states that you can't do this, can't do that. And then if we can have
yes, you need that.
With 80 people, like if it's under 80, only 80 people can be there so that we can have the transfer station go check it. If we do more, then they have to film it, and they're responsible as the person who rented that, that you make sure there's no damages when you go in and when you go out, and it's taken care of.
So I was going to have
a discussion with the union if they would accept allowing somebody from the transfer station, if we reduced it to 80 people, where you had to have a custodian there, so anything under 80,
transfer station,
I could get the union to agree. I would try, there's no guarantee, to get the union to allow the transfer station attendant to make a trip through there at the end of their shift at the transfer station and empty the garbage, but now we're going to have a solar compactor. But that person could also do a quick cursory search check of the area. Mm-hmm. But you got to have a number that I can take back to the union.
Okay, I was under the impression that this was only for garbage, that we were not going to have the transfer station person check the walls for damage.
I was going to morph that into it.
Thank you.
And I think what was discussed last month was that, okay, Kate, this was going to be a town council decision, correct, to try to get that number changed from 100 to 80?
We need
a resolution of our 75.
Yes, I can't do anything without a resolution.
Huh? Town council writes resolutions.
What?
You have to give. Yeah.
You have to.
What's Pete?
Vote on it. Need something from you to officially vote on, and then I
what's
take
our
it.
Average yeah. number? Pete, what's our average, like any given Saturday or Sunday, what's our average attendance or usage?
I would say 98% of them are under 100.
What's under 100?
Because what's under 100? 75?
Under 100, they don't need a custodian.
20, 30.
So if we set the number at 75, would that be?
You'd get a few people over that number, yeah. But most of the time it's, you know, below that number.
So the custodian would get some time.
Yep. And they can obviously check the bathrooms as well, because there's a small trash can in there, but you want to make sure everything's flushed. And like when we have farmers market or concerts on Thursday, I'm the last one to leave, so I make sure the bathrooms are all flushed and the lights are off and before I head out. So
so then Peter probably had to write a new contract. We just have to do a resolution to make it that it's only 75 people, right? And then it's set, because if he writes a new contract, can't use tape, can't use this, can't use that, that they sign. We have to make a resolution that only 75 people can go in there.
Then well, no, that's before you get to a custodian limit.
Yeah, right. But that's why we don't want the custodian. So if we do that, do a resolution, then that would get it kind of fixed.
Custodian pieces, yes. Yeah.
That's what I'm trying to get this done and over.
Well, it's still going to have to be negotiable with the union, correct? We can make the resolution, but the first part doesn't have to be. We can make the rules of not to put this, that, but
yes.
The other part is going to have to
we
go
have
through.
The resolution to cut it to 75.
Have to make a recommendation to the council to have 75, 80, 90, whatever the number is, and then Kate will take it to the council. But the mayor also has to negotiate with the union to say, are you guys okay with this?
I'll probably have to break the tarp first.
Yeah, I'm sure.
So where's this 100 number come from?
It was long before I got here. That's just, and it's not in any contract. It's not in any rules.
Well, I don't, again, I'm not trying to be argumentative. I don't know where it's our place to dictate something like that.
I think it was just a
reduced
discussion that my predecessor and John's predecessor had 30 years ago or so. It said, hey, if it's over 100, we got to have a guy there. But it's not in their contract, union contract, although they would, because it's not, I'm guessing that they would grieve it if there wasn't an agreement with the mayor. They're going to say, hey, wait a minute, we're the ones who's supposed to pick up trash at the large pavilion, the small pavilion, all these places. Why are you having this other contractors, other union representative do it?
And how does this change that?
Well,
it's
they agree.
Overtime.
It'll just be an MOU.
They get 3 hours of overtime, so they're not going to want to give that up.
No.
I'm sure. So.
I wouldn't give it up for 80 people. Or 50.
Do I hear 50?
I mean, it's either something they're entitled to or it's not.
Yeah.
See, and again, I personally don't want to get in the middle of a union fight, but if somebody wants to make a motion to appease who's ever asking for it.
Well, I think we're not getting in the middle of anything. I think what we're doing is just trying to see.
Set some standards.
Yeah. Yes, yeah. Set some standards to see if, give the mayor something to go ask the union. We're not going to demand it. I think he's just going to go back and sit down at the table and say, hey, we just spent X amount of dollars on these pavilions up here. Can you work with us? We want to do this. If you have this, but we want to do this. How can we make it work?
And
you may be able to make it work. You may not be able to. Then we'll have to go to plan B and figure it out.
And anyone is welcome to try to cobble together a motion.
How to word this. How to word this.
I'd just say,
you can make a motion.
I make a motion just to reduce the number of people at the pavilion from 100 to 75.
To do what?
Over 75 would need Public Works staff to be on site for a minimum of 2 hours Saturday, and it's 3 on Sunday. I think that's what it is.
Whatever the contract.
Yeah, yeah.
To set the number at 75?
You don't have it
right
anywhere.
No.
No. So propose to set the number. I forget it.
But can you make a motion in this meeting? Can we do this? That's a question. I don't know.
Sure.
Can a motion
can
be
we add a motion now?
Can we add a
or
motion on this?
Be added on the agenda for next meeting.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm confused now.
I know you started
to stop. Yeah. I guess what the motion.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Ron.
From what I'm hearing is this 100 number doesn't exist.
Right.
It's imaginary.
It's a farce. Okay. I think if you proposing doing this,
right.
Pick a number. Say, make a motion that any event at the Camp Oakdale Pavilion, any Park and Rec facility over 80 participants requires the hiring of
Public Works
for whatever the hours is.
That could be all for all locations.
Or a dollar amount.
We make it for all locations.
Yeah, why
be consistent?
And then that will go in the contract that you make up, so that when people see that contract.
I mean, I think that's what you're looking for. You're not looking for if it's a. I think you want the number to.
You're looking
for the number to be 80. So, I think cobble together something like that. Some Park and Rec Commission recommends
the number of persons to 75
at all.
This is where I get freaking caught.
All events
to
require to have Public Works.
This is where I get stuck. I propose a resolution to set the number of persons to 75. To my reasoning, to facilitate or trigger the usage of
hiring.
Say it again, John.
All right, so I propose a resolution to set the number of persons to 75 This is that wording to trigger requiring Public Works for inspection and cleaning of all facilities.
You have to have in there for 75 people.
Or more.
In participating, is it participating in the rental of Parks
yeah,
and Rec facilities?
That's
make a motion that the Public Park and Rec Commission recommends that all events at any Park and Rec facility that have over 80 people in attendance must have a Public Works employee in attendance to do what?
The maintenance?
Inspect and...
Inspect and clean. Which number works good, better for you, Mayor?
How about just present?
Huh?
How about just present?
Be present for the event.
At an additional cost of, what do we...
It varies.
Yeah, we don't set the cost, though.
We have to charge them, so we have to have the cost.
We're presenting it to the town council to take it, but we're not setting a price of what we're going to charge.
What's our deposit?
We're renting it right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, their price is set by the contract. We don't set that. Right. They can say it's approved, and then we say, all right, Pete, in the contract, when they have to do this, that they have to pay X amount of money. But that's a separate from this.
So, I mean, Park and Rec recommends that all events at any Park and Rec facility that have over 80 people in attendance must pay for a Public Works employee to be in attendance?
Yes.
Yeah, we basically tell them it's about $50 an hour.
You gave me more than that, 106, I think it was.
Huh? There was nobody present?
Right, wasn't it?
There was always a janitor present. You had to pay for it.
Yeah. It was over 100. But again, we don't have to do that.
I also think you need to indicate that it's for the Parks and Rec rental, not just participating in an event.
Yeah, because if it's...
Because like the... That's what I mean. It needs to say in there.
Ball,
football, soccer, lacrosse,
they're
all events that have a couple hundred people there every
our
weekend.
Own events would be...
Yeah, but they have to have a...
But they're separate agreements.
Why is there a Public Park and Rec... Why is there a Public Works employee at soccer big events?
I think there's separate MOAs with those...
Organizations.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's just for rentals. Because obviously we've got football, soccer, lacrosse, Little League baseball that uses the field sometimes. Our own events, a lot of times we actually have one there because it's a large enough one that we need trash taken out on a fairly regular basis.
We're driving poor Gloria crazy here.
She's just going to wait till the
end. So let's try this one more time.
You added rental in there?
Yeah, so I'd like to make a motion that the Park and Rec Commission recommends that rentals at any Park and Rec facilities that have over 80 people in attendance must, and stop there for a second, what should we say, pay for or must have a Public Works employee?
Must pay for.
Pay for.
Must pay for a Public Works employee to be present, and we don't have to define any duties to inspect and clean. I mean,
and if there's a long enough event, they don't actually have to be there. Even at the carnival, they're not there the whole time. We know that the first 3 or 4 hours, they're not generating enough trash.
I mean, what we're trying to accomplish is we want them to inspect it after the event and clean it after the event.
Correct.
So we, if that's what we want, if that's what this commission wants, we should say that.
Yes, we can state it in there.
So I think that's how the end should be. A Public Works employee to be in attendance to inspect and clean the facility at the end of the event.
At the completion of the event.
At the completion of the event. Does that say?
No, because if it's over 75, they got to be there pretty much the whole time.
That's the point of it.
Not just at the end.
I get it. Okay. To inspect and clean the facility.
Yeah. For however long that takes. If they're there all day, then they're there all day.
Just put for the duration.
Oh, yeah, for the duration. Yes.
Legally.
Shall be in attendance. Yes. Shall pay for a Public Works employee to be in attendance for the duration of the event.
Perfect.
Right?
Because if you rented a gym, you have the
you
janitor.
You can put for the purposes of...
If you rent one of the gyms, there's a janitor present.
There's no damage and has been cleaned, or is cleaned, or whatever.
So this shouldn't be any different. I know.
So, Gloria, do you think you have this? I'm sorry.
How is that contract written?
Oh, mine's scribbled.
What's that?
How is the contract written for the gym?
They don't have it on the contract. They just tell you it's what it is.
Nothing to write.
I would just give it a final read.
I thought I had a chief bring it out here.
Gloria, do you think you have this?
No.
You want me to do one more time? Or do you want me to write it?
Well, we have to dictate it for the mic.
Okay, I would like to make a motion that the Park and Recreation Commission, you're not writing.
You got to record it.
Oh, okay. Recommends that all rentals at any park and recreation facility that have over 80 people in attendance
75 or more, 80 or more.
Must have a public works employee in attendance for the duration of the event. I'm not sure what I said, to be honest.
It's a must, I think.
Must have.
Must have. Is it a require? Which, it's fine.
So is it the same?
No. For all those under 75, what do we do?
Not really.
Somebody else want to read it back? Because I think I got through it the best I could.
I thought you were writing it down.
You can't read his own writing.
I can't read. The Park and Rec Commission recommends that all rentals at any parks and recreation facility that have over 80 participants requires a public works employee to be in attendance for the duration of the event. I'm done. If anybody else wants to take a shot? That was the motion I made. Any discussion?
Well, it wasn't seconded, so it's not a motion yet.
No. You're going to try to read it,
Mary? I second it.
You can't know. It's not ready.
What do we do, under 75? What do we do for under 75?
No.
I'm done.
No, see, under 75.
Transfer station to do this thing.
Recommends that all rentals at any park and rec facility that have over 80 people attending requires. In attendance.
To be present. To be present.
Present. He doesn't want this.
For the duration of the.
For the duration of the event. Okay.
All right.
There's nothing. Can we try it?
Parks and Rec Commission recommends that all rentals at any park and rec facilities that have over 80 people attending requires a public works employee to be present for the duration of the event.
Second. I second the motion.
Any discussion?
Nope.
All right, why don't we do a roll call vote? Do we have to do yes, no? No? Votes for you. Vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Aye. I oppose. The ayes have it.
You oppose?
Yes. All right.
Just a proposal.
Was there anything else we wanted to clear up at this point?
I would just ask that, can we get, we talked about the agreement.
Contract.
And contract, right, for the rentals. Can you propose some modifications next time, Pete, so that we can review those?
Yeah, I was going to make that list of what they can and cannot do.
And even this, even though it's, it might not get through with the town council and the union, but maybe have it in there so we can at least see what it all is going to read out.
Well, even if they don't agree with the resolution, we still need to.
Right, yeah.
That's your call, I guess.
Yep, that would be great, thanks.
Okay. We will move on, new business. Everybody have a chance to look at the outline of potential classes from Owlwise Botanicals? So there's a potential for, I don't know, what is there, 20 classes in there, adult and youth classes?
I think they're nice. They're very different. I think you probably will get people to come to them.
Now,
where would those classes be held?
I was going to ask the same thing.
Do you have room available?
We will be, yes. Another thing that's happened since I wrote that is the Transition Academy has left Fair Oaks and gone back to the high school, so they're in the process of moving all their stuff out of those last two classrooms, 116 and 115. So those two classrooms at the very end will now be available once they get all their stuff out for us to clean up and use as we see fit.
So the... help me understand. There was, like I said, 20, 30 classes. She doesn't teach five things at once, right? So someone would have to pick a couple classes to have her come in and teach.
Right, either you or Peter. Not you.
Don't put that much pressure on him.
And again, fees. This has what fee she would charge. Some we would have to decide.
Yeah,
whether.
On there she put down whatever she would charge per person. So we would add on to that. Yes.
You know, I don't know if any of us are prepared to go. We don't have enough copies of this to go say try this class, try that class. I don't know.
We'll probably just find out which ones are her more popular ones initially, and see if they go. Similar to what we do with Montville Floor, she's got five or six in our booklet right now, and for the most part, all what one of them usually goes. She has a hard time getting the orchids one for some reason to go, but the other five seem to go pretty well. So we'll kind of do the same with her, find out when she can do them and how many did she think she can do. And
so do we want to just leave it to let Pete work with this vendor and
Yes.
Yeah.
Come back to us with what he recommends. How's that sound?
Yep.
If we can get her before Christmas, people might take them to make them for gifts.
Right. That's what she said. A lot of people like to do these.
Yeah. And since it's not in the booklet, I usually will make up a flyer and mass email it out to everybody, as well as go through the school. So, because going through the schools obviously only get the Montville kids, but mass mailing it through our track program gets everybody on our email list and the town app.
Okay. Any other? All right. Communications. Didn't have any this month.
I just missed my
remarks from the public. Remarks from the public. Remarks from the public. Remarks from Town Council Liaison Southard.
I just missed my
so
All right, thank you. Remarks from Recreation Director Bushway.
We will be needing some volunteers for Trick or Trunk, obviously, as well as the parade. So if 25th is Trick or Trunk, not to eat the candy, Rocky, to hand it out. 25th with the rain date the next day, and for the parades, December 7th. And if that happens to get rain, snow, or otherwise weird weather, it's the following week, not the following day. So the permit was for both of those days in case, like last year, we got rained out both days, which was very strange. But other than that, we're looking good.
All right, thank you. Remarks from the commissioners. Noah.
I got nothing.
All right. Good to see you again. Commissioner Barlow.
No, I'm all set. I'm good, thank you.
Commissioner Plaitis.
I'd like to go back to the trenches in the athletic field. I think we should verify why they collapsed or they sank. Not that we fix it, but before you patch, I mean, we put the lipstick on the pig, we find out why it needs a lipstick. So we know in the future what we're looking at.
Is that an action you can take, Pete, to get with John? All right, thank you. Anything else?
That's it.
Deb?
I have nothing.
Mr. Beaupre?
I'm all set, thank you.
I'm all set.
Thank you, Mary. And thank you, everyone, for helping me through that resolution. And I will not be at the next meeting. The next meeting schedule is messed up because the town council stole our date from us. So we're a week early. We're actually 3 weeks from today.
3 weeks
and I'll be on vacation, so Commissioner Barlow will be running the meeting. Okay? And
it'll be a fun meeting. We'll have a good time.
Like a motion to adjourn.
Practice making motions.
He's going to have it at a different establishment. Motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All right.
Yep.
All in
I didn't write it. I just read it.
Got to say all in favor,
Rocky. Do you want me to
rewrite
it?
Oh,
I can't.
It's all done.
I
see you later.
But again, my problem with it, Lenny, is that it's not up to date.
Yeah.
It's not kept up to date.
You betcha.
The right thing to do.
Can you hand me Rocky's little...